Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Saul absolutely got a raw deal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thank God the Jets lost last night, baby. Yep.
They need to go 8-3 for you to win the bet.
I don't want to win it. That'll be the best pay up.
Would you have to pay then?
Yeah, I just said it. I'll be more than happy to. All right. But they get Devontae Adams.
Gosh. You don't have the ha-ha. We're talking about the media. And specifically, how we treat the 49ers as opposed to how the Eagles maybe get treated, how the Jets and Giants get treated, how Dallas gets treated, the Cowboys, and the reputation that the Bay Area is a soft media market. Well, let me throw it out this way, Gu. Like, I think Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard, like, he asks the tough questions, doesn't he? Does it in an understated way? Not really confrontational, phrases it appropriate, but I don't think there's a question that Tim Kawakami won't ask of a big boy or a big boy player.
Well, it's interesting. And I love Tim. And I'll say this. I think that comes more in a podcast form, you know, now that, you know, the climate's changed, and he'll go there. But our former friend, Larry Kruger, right now, I dub him, Steiny, is the one that's going to ask the real questions. So I gotta give him some love for that. But I'm not, Tim's a big boy. But just right now, Steiny, my thing about the Brandon IU, Kyle Shanahan relationship, and again, who am I to even point fingers? I just feel like,
okay, what would
as
you
a whole, because how is your relationship with Brandon Ayuk, coach? Because it seems like you guys aren't on the same page, and there's whispers that you guys might not even like each other. Is that blown out of proportion?
You know what he's going to say.
Tell me.
He's going to say, we're fine.
But as a fan, I think I would feel relieved that somebody even tried to crack the code. And you might get the company answer.
I'm gonna stick up for the media.
Okay.
But I understand the debate. I mean, he did get asked about what happened with the shorts, and Shanahan turned it into a joke, right?
Yeah.
He said, well, I don't know what he said, but he...
Now, what if somebody would have came behind the joke, another person, and said, okay, what about the core essence of your relationship with Brandon? Do you regret the contract extension,
Kyle?
Well,
come on.
No, I'm just
He's not going to say, yes, we do.
Okay, I
mean, he's going to say,
but this
absolutely
whole point
not.
Is not getting the answers, is asking the questions.
True.
To maybe get the answer.
True, but I mean, a question like, do you regret signing Brandon
Ayuk? Easy for me to say.
Well, even if it's an appropriate question, you're not going to get, yes, it was. I don't think. But I also think part of this, and we're going to jump into calls in a moment. I also think part of this, and I get it, the Bay Area's always had a reputation media-wise of being soft. But I do think that you have to put some of it into context. And that is, in the last 15 years, the Giants won 3 World Series. The Golden State Warriors won 4 NBA Finals, and the Niners haven't gotten the big prize, but boy, they've been successful during the Harbaugh era and now during the Shanahan era. So is it a function of, you know, these teams that we cover and we ask questions about, they're all pretty good? Or obviously the Giants have now gone through a dry spell, but I do think they're different.
But it's still, Steiny, I think, and I'm not saying you're wrong, it's bigger than wins and losses.
I don't know.
Kevin Durant situation.
Okay.
Evan came in and had posed a great question. Do you think had we been harder or softer, he would have stayed? Could the media as a whole have done something different? Did we run him out of town? Or was that Draymond? We don't know.
Well,
Could there have been something facilitated or done different to where maybe he would have looked at this situation here differently.
He looked
at his stint, just going off of his words, that he got treated unfairly and differently. And I don't know if
it's
our job to bend over backwards to make him feel any different. No, I thought he got treated fairly.
I think there are some Warrior fans that feel like the media ran him out of town.
Wow.
I don't quite see it, but I think that's out there. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get it started. Let's go to Alan in Walnut Creek. What's going on, Alan? How you doing, man? What do you want, Alan? What do you want from us?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call. Hope you guys are doing good.
Sure.
Look, I do think it's different here. I mean, if we want to stick with the Niners, the last time you guys played Jerry earlier, the last time I remember anything from Jed York, it was winning with class and all the debacles that came out of the Harbaugh era. And, you know, we don't really hear anything else from him. But I think it goes beyond the Niners. And, you know, look, I think the Wiggins situation you guys were talking about, the Dubs, I mean, look, that's a personal, that's an off-the-court thing. What I would have, I mean, what happened in the aftermath of Draymond and Jordan Poole? We kind of just went under the rug, got Jordan out of town, and that was that. But that whole dynamic, I don't know if the teams were coming.
Alan, you cut out.
Yeah.
Shoot.
There is something off that, though. The last time we heard Jed York speak, people felt like he stepped in it because he said his quarterback was going to reset the market.
It's true.
And we were talking about how that's going to negatively impact the team. So what do you want?
And that wasn't facilitated by a confrontational interview. It was just a question that was asked and he answered it. And you're right.
But I don't think that was a, like, I don't think he said anything wrong. I think that came out of euphoria, but unless he's, you know, he can't blindfold what we're watching. And right now it looks like we're watching a guy that's about to get more money than he's ever made in his life. But Steiny, just on that alone, was that, I'm just asking you and Evan, was that the worst thing to say, that I think my quarterback might reset the market?
I think it was a statement that some people said he shouldn't have said, and other people didn't care for the most part. Because I think a lot of people said, well, yeah, I mean, if he continues to play like this, he will reset the market. I just thought, oh, that's an interesting thing to say a year before you have to say it, when a lot of what he's going to do this year will determine whether he resets the market or not. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Cove in the town. Oh. What's up, Cove? How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well.
Thank you for going and allowing me on the radio here.
Sure.
But I'll just go ahead and say a couple things. I think it's a lack of accountability from ownership down. And what I mean by that is very simple. If we just want to take the two regimes under Eddie DeBartolo, and ever since Jeb York has been running the team, we can see that Eddie D had a lot of class, and he set the market on how owners should be and how they should treat their players and run the whole entire organization. The 49ers, ever since Eddie D has taken over, haven't won anything, but the fans and the media offer this delusion of entitlement, like they're entitled to winning the title every single year. And I don't agree with that. There's 31 other teams out there that are equally working hard to make it happen. But when there's no questions asked about the accountability of what's going on in the organization, or when someone messes up or does something wrong, if the question is asked, it's asked only one time. The difference is, in other states and in other cities, the question is continued. It's stayed on and it's repeated and asked. And then the Warriors showed their true colors as well. And what the caller said previous to that, what I think he was getting to, was when the whole Draymond thing came and he beat up Poole, there was no accountability again from the ownership all the way down. That translates to other places and to the players and to the fans. The fans want to know what's going on. They're in the game. They're invested in the game.
Appreciate the call, Cove.
A lot of good stuff. But, Steiny, I just feel like, just from my experience or our experience, we called out that whole Poole Draymond situation as much as we can. Is he asking, there was more to it and we didn't get to the bottom of it? Or we asked the pertinent questions but got the standard answers?
Well, I do think, I do agree with Cove that questions get asked more in other markets. No, I absolutely think there's something to the effect of, hey, Steve Kerr, how did the punch affect the team? Well, it hurt us, and I think it might have cost us, and da 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 da. Okay, that's it.
Which he said as much,
right?
Yeah,
and that's it. But I do think that there are other markets where you you do follow up, and you follow up, and you follow up.
That's
and
what I'm talking about.
But that's also one of those things where you do it too much, and we're watching saying, okay, he's not going to answer the way you want him to answer, or her, so... Really,
don't you appreciate that more than it never not being?
Up to a point.
Okay.
Up to a point.
And I'm just the type of person, just removing myself, Stoney, just I appreciate the effort, but that go. And like you said, Goo, you may not get the answer. And I just told you about 30 minutes ago, Stoney, it's not the answer so much. It's are you going to ask it? And if you keep asking it, I think you get more respect. Like, you know what? We're trying. And then just like you said, we're not going to get it. But you can't be mad at us because we did our job trying to get Pry that answer.
You know, I'm thinking, okay, this week the 49ers play the Chiefs. All right, they haven't played them since the Super Bowl. So is it fair to ask Kyle Shanahan, you know, looking back at the Super Bowl, you know, do you wish you would have handled overtime differently?
I think it's more like that.
Like what?
Like total fair.
Okay.
And it should be asked.
And he will say, you know what, we're not focused on what happened at the Super Bowl. We're preparing for him this week, and we're gonna try to do our best this week to beat him. And I don't really think it serves any purpose to talk about a Super Bowl from 7 months ago. I'm just telling you, I think that's what he would say. What do you think?
No, I get that. I would say, Kyle, you've lost two Super Bowls to this team. Does that keep you up at night? How much do you think about that in the offseason when you see the Chiefs? Is that something you think about? Because you could be, you have two Super Bowl victories right now.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're asking a question of Bay Area sports fans, and it's simple. Are we holding the owners, the GMs, the coaches, and the players accountable enough? And do other cities do it better than us? And would you like that we do more of that here? 888-957-9570. Or are you okay with the way that these guys get questioned? Shanahan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.